Romans Chapter 2 Sermons by Paul C. Jong Sermon 2 What does he give to those who believe the word of the Lord's truth? Romans Chapter 2, verses 6 through 11 Who will render to each one according to his deeds? Eternal life to those who by patient continuance in doing good seek for glory, honor, and immortality. But to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish, on every soul of man who does evil, of the Jew first and also of the Greek. But glory, honor, and peace to everyone who works what is good, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For there is no partiality with God. This evening, we read together the words from Romans chapter 2, verses 6 to 11. Apostle Paul clearly told us in this text what those who have a wrong faith are like, and also how God will recompense those who have a right faith before God. Today, while looking at these words together, I would like to share what God has promised to us who believe the gospel of the water and the Spirit. God who recompenses according to what was done. It is written like this in verses 6 and 7, Who will render to each one according to his deeds, eternal life to those who by patient continuance in doing good seek for glory, honor, and immortality. And he said he will recompense with wrath and indignation those who form factions and do not follow the truth but follow unrighteousness. He said God will recompense each person according to what they have done. First is that he will repay with eternal life those who persevere in doing good and seek glory, honor, and incorruptibility. And conversely, he will recompense with wrath and judgment those who form factions, rebel against the truth, and follow sin. Tribulation and distress will come upon the soul that does evil, and he promised to give glory, honor, and peace to each person who believes the gospel of the water and the Spirit and does good. Today, I intend to share exactly these words together. The meaning of seeking glory and honor. I would like to examine what the word seeking glory, honor, and immortality means. I want to share together how this word applies to me and you who believe the gospel of the water and the Spirit. We who believe the gospel of the water and the Spirit have already received salvation from sin, and we believe that it is right to live to preach this gospel. For all that work, we want to live persevering and doing good. However, we must clearly know what seeking glory and honor specifically means. Living for the gospel on this earth is also a precious thing, but only when our final purpose of life is clear can we run toward the mark until the end. Apostle Paul also confessed, "I press toward the goal." The one who seeks glory, honor, and incorruptibility is the one who sets that mark and runs toward it. Glory means living together with God in that status as a child of God, obtaining honor in a glorious place, and living amidst wealth and glory while enjoying eternal life. That is exactly the mark promised to all of me and you who believe the gospel of the water and the Spirit. We all believe that if we believe the gospel of the water and the Spirit, we receive the removal of sins and go to the kingdom of heaven. However, sometimes the promise of living in the kingdom of heaven feels abstract and vague in our hearts. But going to live in the kingdom of heaven is a clear fact. If so, if we are to go and live in the kingdom of heaven, what specifically would be needed? Shouldn't there be a dwelling place? God clearly promised us that dwelling place. The house in the kingdom of heaven that the book of Revelation shows. Let us examine the words of Revelation chapter 21 together. Apostle Paul said, "He will give eternal life to those who seek glory, honor, and incorruptibility." And we will examine together through these words how God makes us live. Let us read together from chapter 21, verses 1 to 2. "Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. He said, 'The holy city, New Jerusalem, comes down out of heaven from God.' He said, 'God is together there, so there is no pain or suffering for those who live there. And God makes all things new and makes those who have become children of God live together there.' To do so, it is written like this in verse 10, 'And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God.'" God showed Apostle John the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down from heaven. That city is built with shining precious stones, has a wall, has 12 gates, and the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel are written on those gates. There are 3 gates on the east, 3 gates on the north, 3 gates on the south, and 3 gates on the west. So the city of Jerusalem, built upon 12 foundation stones, comes down from heaven. It is written like this in verses 16 and 17. "The city is laid out as a square. Its length is as great as its breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. Its length, breadth, and height are equal. Then he measured its wall, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of an angel." What is clear is the fact that there is a dwelling place for us to go and live in the kingdom of heaven. He said that place is the city of Jerusalem, and he said it is built with precious stones and has 12 gates. To those who persevere and do good, to those who endure many things and do good for the preaching of the gospel, God promised to let them live a life of glory, honor, and incorruptibility. The final blessing God promised us. Those who seek glory, honor, and incorruptibility are exactly us who believe the gospel of the water and the Spirit. To such children of God, God gives this blessing. It means exactly that God prepares a dwelling place for us to stay in the kingdom of heaven. That dwelling place is the city of New Jerusalem, and the Bible says that city is very vast. Also, making all things new, he promised to give us the new heaven, the new earth, and the city of New Jerusalem, where God has made all things new, not the imperfect heaven and earth we see now. In the words of the book of Revelation, the millennial kingdom is recorded. He said that after reigning as kings together with God for 1,000 years, there is the white throne judgment after the 1,000 years, and after that, those who rebelled against God will receive the judgment of the unquenchable fire forever. Before the Lord comes again to this earth, when the Antichrist appears and kills and martyrs many righteous people, he said the Lord will come to this earth and take up those who are sleeping and those who are alive at that time. It means that after the Lord raptures and draws them up like that, he gives the city of New Jerusalem. At that time when the Antichrist appears, natural disasters will occur, and this earth is nothing but one extremely small star among the numerous stars in the universe. He said God will eliminate all the stars of this universe he created at first, and create a new universe for the second time. And he said we will reign as kings there for 1,000 years. I believe that word exactly as it is. I believe that he lets us reign as kings for 1,000 years, and after that lets us obtain eternal life forever, and lets us live forever together with God while enjoying eternal life as perfect ones in the kingdom of God forever, enjoying glory, honor, and wealth, and ruling and managing the servants God has given. What is more important than the period of 1,000 years itself is the fact that its conclusion is exactly eternity. He said, "Eternal life to those who by patient continuance in doing good seek for glory, honor, and immortality." Romans chapter 2, verse 7. It is living without dying forever, enjoying glory, obtaining honor, and putting on incorruptibility to live together with God. This is the final recompense God gives to the righteous who have received the removal of sins by believing the gospel of the water and the Spirit. We righteous people have lived a life where we had to persevere until our hearts ached, endure, and work for the Lord. It means that God, who knows all of that, will directly repay us. What God finally gives to us, who persevere and do good, do not join with those who form factions and do not follow the truth, do not follow unrighteousness, believe in God, and live according to the Word of God, is exactly eternal life. Since He made our souls that were dead due to sin live, it means He will make our flesh live once again to let us enter the Lord's kingdom. Let us live inside the city of New Jerusalem, and make all things new to let us enjoy a life of living like kings while receiving the service of servants in that good environment. Such a life is called a glorious life. Enjoying a perfect and honorable life forever, where there is no lack and absolutely no perishing, that is exactly an honorable life and a glorious life. This is the final blessing God gives to us who believe the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Only when the mark is clear can we run to the end. God saved us from sin and made us live for the gospel. However, merely going to the kingdom of heaven does not make the mark clear, so we cannot endure to the end. There is a limit to persevering, and persevering to the end is never easy. Although it is right to live for the Lord, if we live with the mark being inaccurate, our souls can be shaken. Like what the hymn says, "My city of Zion seen far away, the holy city, the Father's house." That house where we will go and live is exactly the city of Jerusalem. There is our dwelling place that is so vast and specific, and there, together with God, not only will our status be changed, but this flesh will also be changed to not die and enjoy eternal life. It means that without the faith that looks upon and believes that promise of living gloriously while managing servants, and enjoying all the beauty of nature and the profoundness of all things given to us by God the Father and our Lord, we cannot live to the end persevering and doing good. Apostle Paul says this word while talking about the wrong faith of the Jews. He said there is tribulation and distress for those who form factions and do not follow the truth. Not only going to hell, but even on this earth, distressful, destitute, and painful things follow such people both in spirit and flesh. However, he said he gives glory, honor, and eternal life to those who persevere and do good. It means he gives a house. God will be with us and wipe away every tear from our eyes, and at that time there will be no such sorrow and pain. Because we are children of God, we will put on transformation together with God, and He makes us live like that. Therefore, Apostle Paul spoke this word, and I also give this word to you and to myself. It means there is honor, glory, and peace to each person who perseveres and does good. I am not merely giving an exhortation to serve the gospel well at this time. I am saying, let us make the mark clear. Since God has prepared the city of New Jerusalem and the new heaven and the new earth where all the righteous will dwell together, it means we must know that and run toward that goal. There are many times when me and you are distressed and having a hard time, And sometimes when the strength of the flesh is exhausted, we want to be frustrated and sit down in the middle. There will also be times when we think that since we have preached the gospel to a certain extent, we want to leave it to God and stop here. However, if we cannot look upon this promise, this mark, this goal that the Lord has prepared the city of Jerusalem, the house for me and you to go and live in, for us who are like that, and that He will give us the new heaven and the new earth to let us live enjoying glory, enjoying honor, and enjoying eternal life while reigning as kings there. We cannot run the race of faith to the end. If the mark is clear, we can run, but if the goal is not clear, we cannot run. We cannot run with the strength of our flesh alone, and it absolutely does not work with our perseverance alone. Just as we cannot go to the kingdom of God with money, the life of faith also cannot be accomplished to the end if the goal is not clear. Apostle Paul's confession: the glory to be enjoyed in the future. Apostle Paul also, looking at the house he would enter and live in the future, could confess as follows, because he foresaw what kind of glorious and honorable life he would live in the future. "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." Romans chapter 8, verse 18. No matter how great the tribulation and pain suffered right now may be, when compared to the glorious life to be enjoyed in the future, it means that glorious life is far greater. Therefore, we too can live looking at that glory. There are many times when it is hard, and with the strength of the flesh exhausted, we feel like we will be tired and collapse. Whenever that happens, we must remember the seniors of faith who went before us. They all passed away, living while persevering and enduring all the works entrusted to them, foreseeing that they would go and live in the kingdom of heaven, enter and live inside the city of Jerusalem, and live gloriously like kings receiving treatment while ruling all things made new by God. We too must go forward having such faith. Nothing profane can enter that kingdom. He said they bring the glory of the nations into that kingdom, and that means only those who come after living by persevering and doing good with a faith proper in God's sight, having their status changed to children of God by being saved from sin by believing the faith that knows God's righteousness and truth, that is, the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Exactly such people can enter that kingdom. We must run toward the goal of faith, not by the strength of the flesh. As for myself and as for you, how much can we endure with the strength of the flesh alone? There are many people who collapsed in the middle while running a marathon and passed away, and there are many people who give up. There are cases where a person who was healthy and completed the marathon course several times suddenly runs out of breath while challenging it again, collapses on the road, and passes away. There are also many people who give up because they get cramps in their legs in the middle. Like this, we too believe and we too live, but we cannot live to the end with the strength of the flesh alone. So there are many times when we want to completely sit down. There are times when the mind comes up asking if the literature mission is not enough at this level, and there are times when the thought comes that we want to finish it now, since materials are equipped enough to sufficiently refute even if someone comes out and argues. However, whenever that happens, there is one thing we must clearly hold on to. It is that we live like this because living like this is right. Try living by truly pouring out your strength completely for the gospel. If it becomes like that, miscellaneous thoughts do not come up. Even if some thought comes up, because there is no remaining capacity to accomplish it, you just let it flow away. However, Even in the midst of that, there is one great hope for us. It is exactly the city of New Jerusalem. There is also a house for us to live in the kingdom of heaven. Because we have flesh, we desperately need a dwelling place. So even if we go to the kingdom of heaven, if there is only an endlessly vast space, we feel a mind that it would be somewhat empty. So I looked in the Word of God to see if there is a house for us to live in. It is difficult for us to even sleep if we do not have a house. So how would we get along in the kingdom of heaven? Shouldn't there at least be a place to lie down? Just as a house is needed on this earth because we have flesh, there must be a house for us to live in even when we go to the kingdom of heaven. God said he built the city of New Jerusalem with 12 kinds of jewels. Its size is so vast that according to what one minister calculated, it reaches about 1/4 of the land of China. What is clear is the fact that there is a house for us to live in when we go to the kingdom of heaven. There is a house built with jewels. But would having only a house be enough? There must also be things to eat, and there must also be places to rest and enjoy. Also, to live elegantly and gloriously, there must be servants who serve us. It is clearly recorded in the Word of God that there are servants. We cannot know in detail what kind of servants those servants are, but he is saying that they clearly exist. Hold on to hope while reading the Bible. I hope you go back home today and read the book of Revelation. We must always read the Bible. Apostle Paul also could deliver this word to us because he lived persevering and doing good. Apostle Paul and we receive the exact same Holy Spirit, believe the exact same gospel of the water and the Spirit, and do the exact same work. In the time of Apostle Paul, there was neither email nor computer. To go from this town to that town, they had to walk or ride a horse. However, now we live in an era where we can deliver news immediately and converse while looking at faces through video, even with ministers who are far away. In such a good environment, we must more diligently preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit. God's final promise given to those who persevere and do good. The Lord gave us the house in the kingdom of heaven, servants, all things, a glorious life, honor, and glory. All these are promises given to me and you who persevere and do good. He did not give these things to those who do not persevere and do good, but form factions and go forward following sin. Although we are lacking, because we received the removal of sins by believing the gospel of the water and the Spirit, we want to live a life that pleases God. Although the given tasks are very hard, I know that we will be able to sufficiently handle them while God gives us the ability. Whether we do well or poorly is a secondary issue, and I believe that when we handle everything with faith and go forward doing the works God entrusted to us, God will give us ability, and in the end, He will let us enter and live in the city of New Jerusalem in the kingdom of God, and let us enjoy wealth, glory, honor, and eternal life. With this, I will conclude today's message.